103.5 WIMZ, Knoxville's classic rock, and George McFly, two for Tuesday. Pearl Jam twofer, got more coming up, and your chance to win tickets to Kansas. They're playing the Tennessee Theater next week. What a great venue to see a great band. Speaking of which, I got Billy Greer on the show, bass player and vocalist from Kansas, on the show on Friday. I'm waiting on Brad Upton to call, very, very funny comedian who's going to be at the Bijou Theater in October. There he is, Brad Upton.
George McFly, nice meeting you.
You too, Brad. I appreciate you calling today. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Seattle, Washington.
How's the weather today?
Nice. You guys got shook up a little bit last night, didn't you?
Yeah, I was reporting a severe thunderstorm. We just found out like an hour ago that it was an F2 tornado, which is a big deal in Knoxville, Woo! Tennessee. Because
yeah, I would guess.
We don't get many tornadoes. So this was, and it was more than a fish fart of a tornado. This was an F2, man.
Yeah, I read this morning when I was reading the article, it said that there was some building damage in Knoxville. And that's why I went, oh boy. I've never been anywhere near a tornado in my life.
I watched one once when my daughter's 30 now, but when she was 5, we were living outside of Denver, and we saw one forming near Boulder, Colorado. Wow. So it was like 5 miles to the west of us, and we got lawn chairs and sat in the middle of the street in our neighborhood.
Wow.
Probably not a very good idea, but we saw it. We saw it, you know, form and then dissipate like 4 miles from us. It wasn't even windy near us, but it's a sight to see, you know?
I bet. It would be cool, but they're terrifying to me.
There's nothing funny about tornadoes, is there, Brad?
No.
Congratulations on your amazing success on this YouTube. We want to talk about, you're going to be at the Bijou on Sunday, October 22nd.
Yep.
But you've got 2 dry bar comedy specials with millions and millions of views. One with a few million views, the I'm Not Done Yet, correct?
Right. That one's, I think, 8 million or something like that.
And Will Be Funny for Money has a near all-time YouTube record. That's over 16 million views. Am I correct?
Yeah. That's the number one video. That's the number one special on dry bar. And then a clip from that video, just the clip from that video, has 90 million views, and it's the most watched comedy video in history is what they tell me.
So when you get up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you get ready to brush your teeth and shave, I mean, do you literally look in the mirror and say, I'm that funny?
Absolutely. it's been very surreal to me after all these years, because you know, I've been doing comedy almost 39 years, and I blew up in year 34. And no one more surprised than me.
It's kind of like Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, exactly.
It's never too late.
Finger-licking comedy, yeah.
But seriously, you're one of the most brilliant observational comedians. I also drive quickly.
Oh, we are brethren then, so we need to make a road trip.
You don't honk at them, do you, Brad?
I don't, but, you know, everybody compliments me on being a clean comedian. I go, you should ride with me sometime. You should take a trip, because you're going to hear hatred.
Use a euphemism, Brad.
Yeah, I'm yelling the entire time. My wife goes, they can't hear you. I go, it makes me feel better, though.
How long have you been married for?
37 years.
Okay. Every time somebody's been married that long, I ask them, because third time wasn't a charm for me. And so,
is that right?
I know you're a comedian, but maybe you got some deep thoughts, man. What's the secret to 37 years of a happy marriage?
You know what it is? You find the right one the first time. That's how I did it. I got lucky, so I found the right one the first time.
Ain't that the truth? Never get rid of the wife of your youth.
Yeah.
Do you guys laugh together?
Absolutely. All the time. And it's not stuff that I do on, it's me being stupid around the house or being silly or doing characters or voices, and not the kind of stuff I do on stage, mostly just to entertain her. And that makes me the happiest.
Do you ever think that if you're able to tap into that kind of funny, the one your wife laughs at, do you think you'd just be Elvis or what?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not going to try. I'm too afraid to do the stupid stuff I'm doing at home. When I have jokes that I run past her, this is true. When I, you know, I'll write something new and I'll run it past her, and if she doesn't like it, I know it's pretty good. Or if she really likes it, I go, this probably isn't that good.
For anybody that's up and coming and that really thinks, you know, has been told they're funny, what advice do you have anybody to get in this crazy business called comedy?
You got to keep getting on stage. There's no shortcuts. You got to do it over and over and over and over. The thing about comedy is it looks real easy. And that's the beauty of it, is to make it look real easy. And it's not real easy. But that's the trick. Make it look real easy, like it's a conversation. That's why I think so many people want to try it now. They go, well, that looks easy. I go ahead and try.
Your audience is with you, Brad. I mean, they're so
right.
They're incredibly kind to you.
That has been very odd, because, you know, for the first 34 years of my career, I was going on stage most nights fairly anonymously. They didn't know who they were seeing. They just knew that there was a comedian on tonight, and they didn't know who they were seeing. And now it's very different because they do know who they're seeing, and they bought tickets to see me. So for me, at this point in my career, it's very odd. Very odd. I'm thankful. I'm humbled. But it's very odd for all of a sudden to start selling tickets.
Yeah, what a blessing that would be. Because I couldn't even imagine being on stage and somebody's just talking amongst themselves and you're just on stage trying to be funny and they're not paying attention. And
I've been there.
Couldn't even fathom that.
Yeah, it's an odd feeling because, you know, when you're doing stand-up, there's no net. There's nothing to fall back on. You can't start the next song and just start singing. There's nothing to fall back on. You're up there by yourself.
Well, I think you're absolutely great. I gave you a thumbs up, and then We'll Be Funny for Money. I'm still got to see I'm Not Done Yet on YouTube. Now, you can either watch these free on YouTube, Brad Upton's Dry Bar Comedy stand-up specials. There's two of them. Or you can go to drybarcomedy.com or Sunday, October 22nd, Bijou Theater, bud, U.S. Cellular Stage.
Yeah, I'm going to... you know what? And I get they send me what the tickets are selling like, and that is selling quite well. And I'm very happy I got fans there. I've been talking to Leanne Morgan, who I've been dear friends with for 20 plus years. And I say, Leanne, you want to come out? You want to come out? I don't know. She hasn't said she will, but she is a dear friend and a Knoxville treasure.
Absolutely, man. Well, it's going to be great to see you. I know I got tickets. So I'll see you on the 22nd.
Beautiful. That's great. Well, come say hi.
Thank you so much, Brad. God bless you, buddy.
All right. You too.
Thanks,
take
man.
Care.
Bye-bye now. You too. Brad Upton. Funny guy on 103.5 WIMZ.